Philadelphia made national headlines this week for high levels of lead exposure in children who live near a former factory site on the border of Kensington and Port Richmond. WHYY's Carolyn Beeler reports that a story in USA Today highlights a problem that's actually the norm in Philadelphia.
Lead smelting and paint production facilities straddled Aramingo Avenue north of York Street for almost 150 years, up until the mid-90s. And a recent federal study found that more than 1 in 10 kids tested in surrounding neighborhoods have elevated lead levels in their blood. The national average is 1 in 40.
I would love to say that I'm shocked, but obviously we're not.
That's Sandy Saltzman, head of the New Kensington Community Development Corporation.
We were expecting them to be high. I don't think we thought they were going to be as high as they were or as many houses were going to be involved.
126 kids in Northern Liberties, Port Richmond, and Kensington were tested last summer. So were soil samples. About three-quarters of those had elevated lead levels as well. Joanne Hand lives across the street from the site.
Nobody ever told us how bad it was, how high the levels were. I mean, we played in a lot when we were younger. We used to have a baseball team coming out of there.
Federal officials say it's unclear if the lead in the soil is left over from factory emissions or if it's from other sources, such as lead house paint or leaded gasoline. And as bad as the problem is around the old factory site, elevated blood lead levels there are about the same as city averages for kids. The NKCDC's Saltzman still wants the Environmental Protection Agency to step in and clean up her neighborhood.
Obviously, it needs to be fixed citywide, but I want to see my neighborhood fixed first. We've been fighting this fight for a very long time.
The EPA hopes to decide within the next few months on whether any soil cleanup will be done. I'm Carolyn Beeler, WHYY News.